天宁保险626-581-2581，让我帮你省钱省事保平安。
英语说说看，开口天天练，欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hi everyone, welcome back to our Thanksgiving special. 欢迎回到我们英语说说看的感恩节特辑。Thanksgiving 在美国不但是一个传统的节日 traditional holiday， 它也是一个非常温暖的节日，因为这是一个和家人相聚、和朋友聚在一起，在享受美味大餐的同时，对自己认为重要的事情和人表示感激和感谢。所以通常在别人了解到我们如果在感恩节那天没有打算的话，好心的朋友们一般都会邀请我们到他家做客。那在中国的传统里，因为礼尚往来非常重要，通常我们也会担心应该准备一些什么样的礼物呢？空手去别人家过节总是不大好，所以我们今天了解一下，如果我们被邀请到一个 Thanksgiving dinner 或者是一个 Friendsgiving party， 我们应该带一些什么呢？
Thanksgiving is a holiday and when it comes to holidays in the Chinese culture we like to give giftsIt's definitely a Chinese cultural thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a very heavy gift-giving culture. Mm-hmm. And so some people would wonder, like, if they're being invited to a Thanksgiving dinner party.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's very typical. We're in a new place, especially if we're alone. We don't have family around. Mm-hmm. We might be invited to a Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. And so people might wonder, well, what kind of presents should I buy for this occasion?
Well, that's a great question, Zirin. I would say definitely it's nice to bring a bottle of wine、mm-hmm. if you're invited to someone's house, but presents are not necessary nor required at、
right.
all.
首先要讲清楚的就是带东西跟准备礼物概念上还是不完全一样的。Presents are not required. 礼物是不需要的，但是我们依然可以带一点东西。所以我们今天谈到的话题是 What should we bring? 我们应该带一些什么呢？ What should I bring to a Thanksgiving party? 首先让我们来听一下为什么 Thanksgiving 不需要去送礼物。 Presents are not required.
Because Thanksgiving is not a birthday, it's、
no.
not a Christmas party.、
Right.
The focus is on giving thanks、
right.
and not giving presents、
right.
per se.
Yes.
Of course,My mom always told me never go to someone's house empty-handed.
Right.
So it's nice to bring food items.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Like a bottle of wine to share、
mm-hmm.
or a pie、
yeah.
to share.、
Yeah.
Those are nice gestures.
Right, but not required.
But not required、
yeah.
and definitely not like...Hi, I bought this new Xbox for
no,
you.
No,
right?
No, no, no. That would actually be awkward.
That would be very awkward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awkward 是尴尬的意思。一般来说 generally speaking, 只要有文化差异一般都会有 awkward 的现象出现。我刚才举的例子是说当我们到别人家做客的时候如果带上了一份非常昂贵的礼物我们其实是把 Thanksgiving 这个点给 miss 掉了。虽然是一份好意，但是这样做反而会让东家感到非常的尴尬，不舒服。 Awkward and uncomfortable.
Because especially as the host, if you're inviting people over for a Friendsgiving or a Thanksgiving dinner,、
mm-hmm.
if people gave you presents,
I would be very uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
那如果送礼物会让东家感到不舒服，感到 awkward 和 uncomfortable, 那么我们要空手去吗？这样也不好。我刚才也说到
My mom always told me never go to someone's house empty-handed.
Right.
Never go to someone's house empty-handed. Never, 不要 go to someone's house, 去某人家 empty-handed, 空手去 Never go to someone's house empty-handed.不要空手去别人家。其实这一点并不单单是中方的礼仪，在西方空手去别人家也是不太礼貌。所以我们听一下，我们可以带一点什么呢？
But I must say, I like it when people ask me if I'm throwing a dinner party, if they say, hey, you know, what should I bring?
Right.
What can I bring? What do you need help with? It's always nice when guests ask,what they can contribute to the meal.
throwing a dinner party 是请朋友过来吃饭的意思。To throw a dinner party. Throw 就是扔的那个单词。Throw, T-H-R-O-W, throw, to throw a dinner party. 当我们请朋友到家里来做客的时候，用到的动词是 throw, to throw a party, to throw a dinner party.在这段对话中，我的朋友也讲到了，当他在 throw a dinner party 的时候，他喜欢别人问他，你会需要一点什么呢？我应该带一点什么东西呢？我怎么样可以帮上忙？
You know, what should I bring?
Right.
What can I bring? What do you need help with?
我们慢一点来。What should I bring? What should I bring? What can I bring? What can I bring?What do you need help with? What do you need help with? 之所以要问他们我们怎么样可以帮上忙，是因为通常在 holiday 期间 throwing a dinner party 是一个非常忙碌的事情，就像我朋友在这里做的解释。
Because maybe I don't have time to do the apple pie or the pumpkin pie.Or maybe I want someone to bring a salad so
right.
we have more vegetables.
It's nice when, especially when you have a large gathering of people, that they can contribute a little bit to the dinner table, but dinner table items.
Right. Right? That fits with the meal.
Yeah, like
yeah.
maple glazed Brussels sprouts.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or flowers, maybe.But I think a bottle of wine is always the safest bet.
Definitely.
Yeah.
yeah.
A bottle of wine is always the safest bet. A bottle of wine, 一瓶葡萄酒 is always, 永远都是 the safest bet. 最安全的赌注 Bet 是赌注的意思，但是在这里 the safest bet.意思是最保险的东西，也就是说去朋友家吃饭带上一瓶葡萄酒永远是错不了的。 A bottle of wine is always the safest bet. 在西方的 communications 里面，他们比较注重 direct communications， 有什么话直接说，有什么问题直接问。与其随便买一些东西，不如直接问东家 What should I bring?因为很多时候请很多人过来做客太忙了顾不过来，能够带一点吃的或者是喝的，邀请我们的朋友通常都会 appreciate 我们这样做。那么在节目的尾声，再次祝福大家 Happy Thanksgiving， 希望大家都能够和家人还有朋友在一起度过一个美满的感恩节。
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for talking with me, and I can't wait for next time.
英语说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice. 不要忘记练习啊。
拜拜。
拜拜。
英语说说看，每期节目在1300网站都有重播，欢迎大家上网 www.am1300.com 收听。感谢天宁保险赞助网站重播，天宁保险电话6265812581。